There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a couple of snapshots of the sickness that's imbued the Republican Party down to a low level. Fella down in Texas. Texas John Slaughter made them do what they oughta, because if they didn't, they'd die. That's Texas. Chester Dole is his name. He's not a good man. He's a former KKK leader. Allied with a neo-Nazi movement. And he's involved with a skinhead gang called the Hammerskins. You know, for an adult man to be dealing with a gang called the Hammerskins, I mean, come on. He served 4 years in prison in 1993 with other KKK members for severely beating a black man. He has just announced that he is running for office in Lumpkin County for the commissioner, in a commissioner position. And I misspoke. There's another guy here that we'll be talking about later from Texas. This is Georgia. He decided to run for Lumpkin County Commissioner in Georgia, not Texas. Now, the Republican Party down there has to give some kind of a approval to this, a certification. You can't just have a felon suddenly announce that he's one of you, and you go, okay, well, that's interesting. Let's see what he says on the issues. They have done nothing to stop his candidacy. They have done nothing to oppose his candidacy. And he simply runs around saying, I'm a Trump supporter. I oppose Black Lives Matter and critical race theory. That's it. He just says those three things. Support Trump, oppose Black Lives Matter, and oppose critical race theory in Lumpkin County, Georgia. Now, look. You can do a lot of extreme things in politics. I get it. I don't like it. Most of it's on the right. A few things are on the left. I get it. However, guy shows up in your county. This is not a big county, by the way. And you find out he's a former KKK leader in a neo-Nazi alliance and a member of the Hammerskins. And he served 4 years in prison in 1993 with other KKK members for beating a black man. And suddenly he shows up at Republican parties saying he's running for Lumpkin County Commissioner. You know, why doesn't the local Republican chairman or the state chairman, or how about either any of the Republican Senate candidates or governor candidates, say, we reject this. We reject this. In the early 90s, a guy named David Duke in Louisiana ran for governor. He was one of the Grand Kleagles of the Ku Klux Klan and a neo-Nazi. And he won the primary. He was their candidate for governor just 30 years ago in Louisiana. And to his credit, George H.W. Bush campaigned for the Democrat. He said, I'm a Republican, and this guy won the primary. I cannot possibly support him. Vote for the Democrat. Now, the Democrat was a guy named Edwin Edwards, who was as crooked as a dog's hind leg, who went to prison for fraud. He was a no good Nick, but he was running against a Nazi and a Ku Klux Klansman. George H.W. Bush said, well, you know, this ain't great, but I am not going to support the Republican here. Where is the leadership in Georgia right now? Where is the leadership in Georgia right now? This is a violent guy. Beat a man and went to prison for 4 years. Where is the Republican leadership right now? And you know what? It's nowhere. And you know what? He's not the only nut that's running as a Republican or that is a Republican. There's a guy in Kentucky named Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey is a congressman, roundly disliked by everybody, not just Democrats, but Republicans too. Why? Because at the height of the pandemic in 2020, before there were any vaccines, there was a little known rule. I didn't know about it. I knew in the Senate you could do this, but in the House, I did not know. If there's some kind of a financial bill up, any congressman can demand that there be an in-person vote. Nancy Pelosi and McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, everybody, because of the pandemic, there are people, elderly people in the Congress, people with physical ailments, they were going to vote remotely. And Thomas Massey got up on his hind legs and said, no, I want them all to come to Washington. And they came to Washington, hundreds of them, and some of them got COVID. This is before the vaccine, at the height of COVID. If you take a look at his face, he shouldn't, I mean, the guy is as untrustworthy as I've ever seen a guy. What does he do? He sent out a Christmas photo. Okay, that's nice, Christmas photo. His wife, kids, you know, I suppose significant others of his kids and nice looking people, except they were all holding weapons. This is right after the Oxford shooting. Grinning, he's holding an AR-15. I mean, these things look like, these are military weapons. They are more formidable looking than military weapons, submachine guns of old. And they're all there. This is a Christmas photo, and the caption is, Merry Christmas, Santa, please bring ammo. Merry Christmas, Santa, please bring ammo. A couple of days after the Oxford, Michigan shooting, grinning. He's grinning. Now, remember something. When they arrested Crumley, the kid, there were seven live rounds in his pocket and 11 in a magazine. He got plenty of ammo in addition to the weapon. This kind of a picture borders on sadism. Four beautiful high school kids, two boys and two girls, are dead. Their parents are grieving. And this idiot, Thomas Massey, goes, Merry Christmas, Santa, please bring ammo, while his whole family standing there holding weapons right after the shooting. Did he think that was a good shooting? Did he approve of that shooting? People who hunt, people who respect the Second Amendment, I respect the Second Amendment, understand that there are responsibilities with gun ownership. There are safety responsibilities. They're keeping the weapons secured. There's not pointing it at anybody or anything where you don't intend to shoot. There's responsibility. John Yarmuth, the congressman, a Democrat from Louisville, a friend of mine whom I knew in school, put out a great statement, which I can't totally repeat because of the FCC. And what he said was, quote, I promise you that not everyone in Kentucky is an insensitive a-hole. That's what he said, except he didn't abbreviate it. This guy Massey is repugnant. He's simply repugnant. It's a fetish. It's a fetish with him. It's a fetish. Somebody got killed and he wanted to jump in on it and exult. Very, very sad. This is the Republican Party. Where's Kevin McCarthy saying that this is uncalled, at least uncalled for, that it's wrong? Not a single Republican. Moscow Mitch is in Kentucky, doesn't denounce it. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.